Philadelphia Congressman Chaka Fattah has more than a criminal trial to worry about. The House Ethics Committee is also investigating. The question is, will an indicted congressman really want to answer inquiries from the committee with prosecutors listening? WHYY's Tom McDonald looked into what's happened before.
Congressman Fattah is accused of using federal grants and charitable donations to repay an illegal campaign loan. Washington defense attorney Stanley Brand says don't expect the House Ethics Committee review to be completed anytime soon.
Generally speaking, the prevailing rule has been that the committee will stay its hand until resolution of the criminal case. That has been the dominant precedent over the last, centuries.
Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington Executive Director Noah Bookbinder says the slowdown is at the discretion of the congressman's attorneys.
Defense lawyers in a federal criminal case, a complicated one like this, in many ways can dictate the pace of the case. They can make it move quickly if they want to. More often, if they want to explore every possible avenue to litigate the case, it could take a very long time.
Bookbinder says charging a member of Congress is becoming more and more commonplace, so prosecutors and defense attorneys have precedent to follow.
The one thing that I'd say that's positive coming out of this is that it seems like the Department of Justice, which for a while we felt was being very cautious in going after corruption among members of Congress, it seems like they're being aggressive and really trying to hold people accountable, and that's a good thing.
Despite calls for him to resign, Congressman Fattah says he'll stay on the job and run for re-election next year. Attorney Stanley Brand says it's likely neither the criminal case nor the ethics investigation will be resolved before voters decide whether Fattah deserves another term. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.